I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What did you say? I did not think that would happen. 844-999-OLA.
All right. Hello, Marston. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
This is Cheesecake Marston. You guys remember?
Cheesecake Marston. Please enlighten us.
At the bowling alley. Cheesecake at the bowling alley.
Okay.
So, hey, anyway, I got a good one for you guys.
All right.
Is that every code? Year we go down, the family go down to Mexico on vacation just past Ensenada. And me and my brothers, we naturally brought some weed down there. Mexico.
Yeah, bring sand to the beach next time.
No, we brought sand so that the beaches in Mexico would have some.
Right. So we head down the beach, get away from the family to go burn one. And we burn one, and we're looking down the beach. We see this big, huge, bloated seal. This thing must be 800 pounds. It looks like the Goodyear blimp. It's just bloated there. And so we go down there, you know, and we start throwing rocks at it.
What do you mean, you know? Why would you do that? How old were you?
13.
All right, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, we'll give you a pass.
Jesus Christ. I was thinking as an adult, you're like, hey, man.
What are you doing? No, this is like 40 years ago. So, okay.
It's cool to throw rocks at seals then.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so throwing rocks at this thing, you know, and it's coughing maggots out of its mouth. Man, I get the great idea. I'm going to go jump on this thing.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think it would blow open, okay? I test it with a foot. It's good. I jump up on it. Oh, man, it's like a trampoline. I'm getting big air, and there's these football-sized maggot balls flying out of its mouth. My brother's cracking up. I sunk into my knees.
Oh!
You thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Oh, green smoke, dude. It was gag. It was instant puke, all right?
How did you even get back into the hotel? How did they even allow you back?
How did you get out of the seal first?
We were camped down on the beach. Right after it happened, I jumped out of the thing. My legs were on fire from this ooze crap. And I run out in the water, tried to wash it off with sand and... Yeah, my brother's just rolling on the beach, and dude, it turned my legs red for like a week. The whole vacation, we were down there, and they stunk like the most rancidest. Oh.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah,
dead bloated animal.
That's right, yeah. Bowling alley cheesecake guy. All right.
Fun trampoline.
I think we're going to remember you as trampoline seal guy from now on.
Yeah, that's going to stick, brother.
More so than cheesecake bowling alley guy. All right.
I love it. It's like a trampoline, man.
Just bouncing on it.
You know, maggot balls shooting out of its mouth. Yeah. Everything about that said, stop doing this. You know what I mean? Everything about that story said, don't do that next thing you just thought of.
It's like, what do you do for a living now? I skydive without a parachute.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out when we ate cheesecake at a bowling alley.
We didn't. He did.
I'm not tracking.
When did you say, I didn't think that would happen? 844-999-OLA.
You think he brought it in or he ordered it at the bowling alley?
I'm guessing he brought it in, maybe.
Bowling alley, I feel like they might have a cake. I don't see him having cheesecake.
They were wasted and they decided, why not? We'll go get some cheesecake at the bowling alley, and it made absolutely no sense at the time, and it holds up.
Okay. Right. So I get sushi at the gas station. Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you call in again, Miles is correct. For us to remember you, I'm the guy that jumped up and down on the dead seal.
Right.
I will remember that.
And shot the maggots out of it.
Shooting maggot balls.
What could go wrong with this?
Everything about this says, please, keep doing this. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story is when I was 16, 17 at the time, I grew up in like a little hick town. You know how that goes.
Well, me and my Ted, you know how that goes.
Oh, exactly.
Well, me and my friend were tearing aluminum siding off of a trailer and to sell. And
okay, wait, hold on, time out. So you were stealing the aluminum siding off of someone's home, so you're going to take it to a scrapyard?
No. This was like a trailer that he, owned. And
okay.
We were
tearing it apart. We're not used to that anymore.
Yeah, we're not. We're used to coming home and our house is gone.
Yeah. But, well, the windows were bolted from the outside, so we figured, you know, pop the windows off and just peel the siding right off. Well, me had the idea of just jumping up on the ceiling and swinging through the window to kick it out. You know, like they do it in the movies all the time. What can it hurt? Yeah, no big deal. Well, I come back through the window and my friend looks down and he goes, Nathan, oh my God, your leg. And there was this giant gash on my leg with all the way to the bone. And
oh, you mean from the glass on the window that you tried to swing through?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How did that happen? I wonder what could have cut you.
I have no idea.
I bet it was the glass in the window.
Yeah. No idea.
Wow.
You know, like, they do it in the movies all the time. It ain't going to do nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the movies. I mean, you don't want to mess with a big piece of glass.
Like, there's a couple of things.
They get into your life pretty quickly.
Getting a bottle over the head. Have you ever punched anyone so hard that when they hit a table, the entire table broke? Because in the movies, not only do they do that, but the dude that you did, because think about the velocity of the punch where someone has connected with you and driven you through a perfectly sturdy wooden table, but you're such a badass that you just get up and keep fighting.
Like when the guy gets shot in the movie and he goes,
God damn it! Oh, my God!
It's not like that in
they
movies.
Shot
either.
Me!
So just in case
they
you want to know,
me!
When you get shot, it's going to be much different the way that it comes out of your mouth.
I did read something very interesting, however. They're talking about getting shot in a movie. They said, you know, in a movie, the guy gets shot, tough guy, right? Still finishes his business. He has been shot in the shoulder, right? Always misses the vital stuff.
Mm-hmm. Always.
He finishes fighting the guys. He gets out of there. He's finally made it to whatever his safe haven is, and now he is there with his future love interest, who he has had no interest in before that, because that's how every goddamn movie's made. And in spite of getting shot and getting the piss beaten out of you by the 12 guys that you had to deal with to save her life, when she goes and dabs a piece of toilet paper on this bullet wound, now things hurt. Mm-hmm. But so right, ooh, and then she's like,
but they had sex before that.
You big baby. It's like the dude just got shot and beat up 12 guys. Cut him some slack. That's one. And of all the times we express pain, like, oh, that hurts. That you're not good. You can't look at her pull the bullet out of your shoulder, but you're cool getting shot.
It's like bar fights. Even if you start it, don't worry. 10 random dudes will jump in on your side.
Everyone will always jump in.
Yeah.
Because they've been
watching.
That's not
how it works. I've been in one bar where I saw a bottle get thrown, and it ended quickly.
Well,
because somebody's head's split
like
open.
Everybody was like, what the hell? Like, security jumped in. Like,
why would you do that? Why did you go to that level?
I've literally been in one bar brawl, and it just comes out of nowhere. And to a degree, it is just mayhem. The movies kind of make it look awesome. It's not.
Scary.
It sucks,
It's
dude.
Not like it is in the movie.
Because you get hit by, everyone kind of loses their mind at some point. So you realize, I've gotten punched by like 12 different people. 7 of them were my friends. But in this moment, everyone has gone crazy. Every punch hurts. And you're looking at one person, you get punched by something else. But no bottles were thrown. And I'm sad to say, the one move that I love in any good bar fight, inevitably, during the course of the, well, two things. One, our bartender did not pull out the sawed-off shotgun that she should have had under the bar.
Of course.
Because that's how you truly end it. And no one picked anyone up and threw them into the liquor shelves.
No cue stick comes over the back.
We didn't have a pool table.
All right.
We did not have a pool table.
That's a move.
But at the end of this fight, as this thing ended, it kind of came down to these two guys. There was a giant guy who was an adversary. He's probably like 6'7", maybe 300 pounds, not very fat. And he had laid waste to almost everybody there. And I'll be dead honest, I had done everything I could to avoid having to deal with him. Because I was watching him just, it was like King Kong swatting down planes, dude. But he was one of the guys that instigated. And I worked with this guy, Carlos. Carlos was maybe 140, all right? Little skinny dude. I had not really seen him through the course of the fight, but we're out there trying to get this thing corralled. But it comes down to the giant King Kong and 140-pound Carlos. And we're just like, oh, my God. But Carlos is running his mouth to this guy like, man, just get the F out. So, of course, King Kong, like, what are you going to do about it, little man? And so Carlos squares up, and we're all like, oh, no. King Kong throws a punch, misses. Carlos kind of jumps up in the air, sort of, like, gets level with this guy. And just jams his left jab straight in this guy's...
Oh, he jumped and punched?
Okay, no, just follow me on this, right? So he punches King Kong square in the face, and he snaps this thing off. And again, it's 140 pounds, okay, hitting this guy. And big guy, much like you said about your tuba playing friend you hit with the BB, it's just kind of like... You see his knees buckling. We're like, you got to be kidding. And this guy collapses like they demoed a building. I mean, it's just crash. And he falls, and we're looking at Carlos. Carlos like... I'm an amateur boxer. We're like, okay, we did not know that. Knock this guy out. The other thing is, Carlos is like, and I have my gun in the back. Why didn't you just grab it, walk out, and say you got... You're telling... Dude, again, the bar is a disaster. Our people bleeding out of their face. The cops are coming. King Kong's now crumpled on the ground. So, A, Carlos, you could have handled a lot of this for us, because this guy beat everyone that came his way. One punch, he knocked his ass out. And now you're telling us you got a gun in the back. Mm-hmm. Like, now you're telling us you got a gun. Thank you, Carlos.
I think the most disturbing thing I've seen is a cue ball to the back.
The back or the back?
To the back. This guy got in a fight. We're at a pool hall. My buddy who played college baseball, who was a third baseman, you have a pretty good arm.
Yeah.
He was down there with his girlfriend. These other guys in the table got into a fight with each other. It spilled out, however, when two of these guys started to get into it. They both had their pool cues in their hand. One of them was swinging around, hit my buddy's girlfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, and they weren't involved in anything.
Right, right.
But the pool tables are only 3 or 4 feet apart.
Sure.
You know, you got to get out of the way to let people shoot and all that crap. So my buddy loses his goddamn mind. He's a pretty level-headed dude at that time anyway.
Well, you hit his girlfriend with the pool cue? So, I can see that.
So there's a couple guys who come over who separate them, and now the owner of the place he's got the guy by the arm. He says, sir, you have to leave. You have to get out of here. And he's walking him out, and Ravi picks up a goddamn pool cue. And keep in mind, he's a third baseman.
Ball.
He played professional baseball, all right? He takes his pool cue, man, and he drills this dude in the back like a kidney shot. It was the lower back.
And you just see this guy,
and he stops. He takes this very slow-motion knee down to the ground, and he tries to bend over, and he can't. And he just falls on his side, man. And, I mean, he's just laying there. Like, I mean, it was disturbing to hear the sound of what I believe to be the echo of his lungs. Or maybe the broke.
Is that like a wet, hollow sound?
It's like the breaking of ribs followed by like a gong kind of hollow, dong sound. And I mean, it was just like, I was like, oh my God, dude, you hit him with a pool cue. Like, he threw it at his...
Well, like, that was my goal. Yeah.
Oh, man. Of course, he's right. You know what I mean? But this guy, he's dead.
I'm done.
Now he's, he wants to fight. Like,
okay. A kidney shot. I just remember watching a boxing match. God. It was local. One guy's turning up the other guy. This other guy gets in one good shot. We didn't realize it was a kidney shot at first. So he gets in one good shot. They break up. And the guy who got the kidney shot, you see his knees buckle a little. But it's exactly what you said. It's this slow drop to the knee.
Yeah.
And he just put his hand up like, I'm done. Like, it just ends everything,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Like, done.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, when did you say I did not think that would happen? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at MensRoomLive.com.
You've got me.
do you say we jump right into the birthday request, guys? I've been listening to you guys since the beginning and was wondering for my girlfriend's son, Toby, who was 11 today, if he could get a little kid fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about the science fiction show Doctor Who for his birthday. Keep in mind, Toby is 11 years old.
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, I do not know much about Doctor Who other than he likes to wear a big scarf and a trench coat. So other than Doctor Who, do not trust an old man who wears a long scarf and nothing but a trench coat.
Yeah, stay in school.
Oh, Jones, can you wish Jonah a happy 11th birthday from Dad? Please give him an old-time fish sandwich, a suck-it-up cupcake, and a Leroy Jenkins. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Fish sandwich.
So suck-it-up cupcake.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Guys, I'm a simple man. I just want the birthday song and an uh-oh lookout, followed by an owl hitting the window and some dirty Germans for my 24th. Thanks, guys, from your longtime listener, Alec.
Uh-oh, lookout.
Yeah, today we will play a new game. It's called Hide the Penis.
Yeah, me and you, Alec, have different ideas of simple man. Yeah, you see, there's still full request here.
I'm going to read this one as it's written. Hola, guys, it is my birthday, and I'll take anybody else is going to do it, so I'm going to make sure it gets done this year. First-time submitter, long-time listener, now back to my birthday trip. Like to have the old version of the Fish Sandwich Barbershop Quartet and the new version of the Fish I Watch Obama Kobe. Sure, make my day rock, guys, from Mark Smith. Oh, yeah, that's my dad's birthday today, too. He's out there listening, and it's all for you to their dad, Charles Smith.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? And put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Not the beef.
Punctuation, not huge in our family.
Okay, yes. I was going to ask if that was a cousin. Abacholas just wanted to send a shout-out to Chelsea, pronounced Chelsea, for her often-repeated 25th birthday. She's currently working abroad in China as part of an internship through an MIT grad school program. Essentially, she's wicked smart and working on ruling the world. Could you do her a favor and just talk all over each other about hot blonde nerds? Cheers, guys. That from Parker. No problem with that,
you know,
buddy.
Sounds like my new favorite candy. I'll be honest with you right there, man.
Hot blonde nerd.
It doesn't matter.
I can do it.
Nothing at all, man.
It'd be perfect.
I've always wanted to say that. Oh, it's my dad's birthday, and he has always wanted to have one of your birthday shout-outs. I don't know what it's called, but if you please can include him, he would be so happy. His name is Glenn Zoller. Thank you. That from Victoria, his daughter. Yeah, Victoria, we'll do that with your penis is too small. Please.
From your daughter, man.
That's right. Guys, I want to say we listen to you guys every day at work, and you bring a lot of joy to Justin, Ari, Isaac, and I. We love you. Can I get a shout-out to my husband, Justin? Happy 33rd birthday, honey. Love you. Can I get some dirty German talk since he is a dirty, dirty boy and should be punished? Have a great day. That from Kayla.
Yeah, I understand you're a dirty, dirty boy. For that, we need to wash your mouth out with penis.
Yeah, but you're very dirty and you're about to be punished. My advice to you is, don't wear chaps tonight.
Yeah, but I will bring my chapstick.
Yeah, and lock the back door.
No. Leave it unlocked.
Hello, Michelle's. It's my guy Tim's 36th birthday. Can I get a suck-it-up cupcake, a Leroy Jenkins, a little turtle wax? Thanks, guys. You rock. Oh, it's Tim's birthday. It's actually his. That from Tim.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jenkins! Sounds just like home.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
He says, hi, guys. It's my Tim's birthday. It's my Tim 36th birthday.
He is his own Tim.
Yeah, right.
He's his own man, Miles.
Hi, guys. It's my Tim. All right.
Well, he said it's my 35th birthday, and then he put Tim in front of
me.
He didn't have to put Tim twice.
Tim.
Like, it's
my Tim.
Yeah, if you just sign.
Love your chips, Tim.
Like, you could just email us and say, hey, today is my birthday. Can I get a fish sandwich signed Ted?
Right.
I want to be like, hey, it's Ted's.
Yeah. Me, Ted. Hola, me, my. Hola, Michelle. I'd like to give a happy 39th birthday shout out from Travis to my good buddy John, pronounced Twinkie. He's the whitest Asian they make and an all-around good guy. If I could get a your penis is too small and some dirty Germans talking about cream-filled Twinkies, that would be awesome. Thanks, guys, and you rock.
Yeah, tonight for your birthday, it'll be like the TV show How It's Made. You will be the Twinkie, and I will fill you with cream.
Yeah, you ever do that thing where you open the Twinkie, and then you just use your little tongue, just kind of lifts the cream out?
Yeah, three little cream holes on the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, also, if you're cheap, like I was as a child, you can freeze them and eat them as ice cream.
Oh yeah, he will be frozen tonight.
You really suck out the cream?
I mean, as a child...
I don't think I ever did ever.
You never sucked out the cream?
No.
I tried, dude. It was getting thick.
Yeah,
I don't... Like, it wasn't like cream.
You gotta...
It was like sugary
You
coke.
Gotta use your tongue.
You gotta get it open. All right.
Well, you can't just suck it out.
Or do you suck it from the bottom?
No, like well, you know, you just... You break it open.
All right. And,
God okay, damn it, man. This is going to look terrible.
I know Ted's doing a hand motion like, dude, please stop.
Right.
Please, please stop.
Don't put the Twinkies in your mouth.
We get it.
Guys, we love the show. My boyfriend got me hooked. We listened on our drives home for the past few years. Wondering if you could say happy birthday to my amazing boyfriend, Carl. I'm sure it would make his day. Stay cool and thank you. That from Michelle. How about some Dirty Germans and Aussie Ted, please?
Yeah, with a name like Carl, I suspect tonight to be quite hot, Carl.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. First of all, who looks at a child and says, I'll name it Carl? Carl, since it is your birthday, hopefully you get a little damper.
Yeah.
It's pretty harsh on Carl's.
Hey, you know, it's not my fault.
Yeah, who looks at the baby and says, yeah, I'm going to name it Carl?
Yeah, I saw a coach talking about it and I was like, he's right. There's a little baby and says, I'll name him Carl. It's like when I knew that little kid, Bob. He was only two. Walking around, one hand on his junk, the other on the chips. Crisp.
I like the chips, man.
Oh, second verse. Oh, crikey, I love this jam. Crank it up, Robin. September. Australia, it's beautiful.
Matola's, it is my 45th birthday today. I listen every day, love you all. My son that I have not seen for a year and a half is flying in from North Carolina. It would mean the world to me if you guys could give me some turtle wax and the Dirty Germans talking about playing pool. Lived in Germany for 3 years, and that is where my son was born almost 26 years ago. Thanks, guys, and love you. That from Stacy.
Grow up.
Yeah, what is not to love about pool? It has triangles, balls, and holes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Don't forget about the sticks.
Yeah.
I also like pool when I put the chalk on there, as if I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, oddly enough, the tip is blue.
Sometimes purple.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
How many do I have? I got two extras here. Let's see. Guys, I've listened to your show as a question here for years now.
Yeah.
And I know what you guys look like today.
Sorry.
But I'm wondering what you guys look like when you were younger.
Like but with probably wider eyes, less wrinkles, all less the stories, stubble, and more hair.
All the stories you guys tell are from when you were younger. Thrill, I want to see pictures with you with hair. Ted, too. Miles, I need to see a picture of you in West Virginia. Maybe senior pictures. Thanks, guys. P.S. Ted, I want to take you on a date. I'll buy you some wings and beer. That from Chelsea.
Thanks, Chelsea. That's a good way to get me out.
I'll tell you what, man. I am, Chelsea, just so you know, I'm so good looking when I'm younger. It's even hard to send those pictures out.
You know what's funny? I've seen a picture of Miles, and he's lying.
Yeah, he's amazing looking guy.
When I think about a picture of me with hair, I think I have to go back to childhood.
It's not that hard because I still had a little bit of hair when we started.
Yeah, you were fighting a good fight. Yeah. Well, you weren't fighting a good fight. It's like a battle we knew you were losing, but it's like, hey, man.
You could say it, man. That's what Baldy say to each other. We fought the good fight. Damn
hold
right
on.
You did.
Hold on for one more day.
Brings you back to Wilson Phillips. Just hold on.
That's right. And one more.
Quit singing that to our scalp.
Right. Hold on for one more year.
Right. Come on, man.
I need to meet a girl.
You can go bald when I meet someone.
Right.
Let me put a ring on it before it goes away.
Let's just start with it. Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree, but it's up to us to figure out which of these three stories, in fact, suck the least. So if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. Like you said, we got three stories this week. We're going, let's think of it as payment or being cheap. It doesn't matter. We have a guy in Canada. He got his holiday bonus from the company he works for.
All right.
But he complained about it, got into some trouble. We also have a diner in Colorado that more people support than you'd think. I like their style personally, but not everyone's happy with some of the practices they have. And then we have a college professor in Missouri who, long story short, he wanted to pay for sex. It's the method that he offered to pay that has people upset. Although, me personally, I would take his deal. But let us start with a Canadian man who, under certain circumstances, let's face it, barbecue sauce, a wooden grill scraper, might be a welcome holiday gift. Those are not the circumstances. A Canadian man was fired after receiving a $27 present from his employer. That, and then he went off about it on Twitter. He says, quote, "What kind of multi-billion dollar company gifts its employees with barbecue sauce as a holiday gift?" I do not know what kind of barbecue sauce it was. Maybe it was delicious. Either way, that was his quote-unquote Christmas bonus. He bitched about it. Well, it ended up picking up traction on Twitter. That made its way to the HR department, and inevitably they, quote, fired him for violating the company's standards of conduct policy. Anyway, he's pissed off, but...
So you can't argue about a bottle of barbecue sauce being your holiday bonus?
Not in this particular company, but there's your holiday bonus.
I wonder if they had that written specifically like that.
And not everyone even gets a bonus, but he got a... A bottle of barbecue sauce, not happy about it, but that is their bonus to employers. Now we continue. Now you may have heard the saying, there's no such thing as a stupid person. Well, at Tom's Diner in Denver, they feel differently. In fact, this particular diner gained some attention online after a customer uploaded a photo of the receipt on Reddit. Now at first, the tab that he got, it reads pretty normally. One side of mashed potatoes, $2.99. One order, a chicken tenders basket is $9, but the last item is what has people talking. It's 38 cents, not a big charge, but it was for, quote, one stupid question. So the guy posted this, and of course people said, if I got paid every time someone asked a stupid question, I'd be a millionaire, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it's not that they were trying to be rude. Believe it or not, Tom's Diner, which they call an institution, they actually have that listed. That stupid question will cost you 38 cents, and they put it both under the sides and under the appetizers.
So even if you say, what is a stupid question? Apparently that's a stupid question.
That's a stupid question. And they charge you 38 cents. I don't know the question this particular customer asked, but they were in fact charged the 38 cents for being a moron. And now finally, we have a 57-year-old guy named Barry Pointer. He's from Missouri. He's a communications professor at Truman State University. He's one of three elders at his local church. But wouldn't you know it? Apparently, he goes on Grindr. He meets young men, some of whom are students at his college, and he offers them things for sexual favors. Now, most people offer money. We understand what prostitution is, but people are criticizing him not because he was soliciting prostitutes, but because he was offering to pay the prostitutes with an Arby's gift card. That's right. They got the meat. You give him the meat, he'll offer you an Arby's gift
card. Wonder how much.
So, in the end, it just seems like it's kind of a cheap, petty thing, right? You have the... A holiday bonus, if you will, in Canada, which is a bottle of barbecue sauce, and the company fires him because he bitches about it.
That's pretty...
You have the...
pretty crazy.
You have Tom's Diner in Denver, Colorado, who I give my support to. 38 cents per stupid question. Keep in mind, again, it is placed on their menu, so it's not unknown. And then finally, the college professor, who in return for sexual favors, can hook you up with a delicious sandwich from Arby's.
Well, as far as our Facebook friends are concerned, Samantha says the diner sucks the least, especially because the article, if I read it correctly, said the diner does it as a joke, and it's actually on their menu, along with various other non-food item joke type things.
I mean, it's kind of a joke. They still charge your ass.
Correct. It's not the only joke on there, so there's a few of those jokes on that menu. Christopher says, come on, this is too easy. It's the diner. We all need a reality check to contain our stupidity at times. Josh agrees. Diner definitely sucks the least. I wonder how many times someone asked if there was tomato on the BLT.
Man, I'm the opposite.
I would charge you a dollar for that.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny and stuff, but honestly, I think that's terrible. I hate the idea.
Why do you hate the idea?
Because I hate it when people call questions stupid.
Sure.
Overall, right? I think, honestly, we're at the point where we should ask a lot more questions in a lot of places of life. But people get so this is just my personal thing.
Right.
I just think it's because a lot of times people go, well, that's a dumb question to ask. Maybe it is, but I want to know. So if I don't know, I'm going to ask. So just personally.
I'd rather ask and not know and be embarrassed by the fact that
exactly.
I don't know and find out the truth.
I don't know, casking an angel
today. Than
be
afraid to ask a question and not find out what I need to know.
Right. Now, it's 38 cents. It's just kind of a joke. So I'm like,
sure.
But I just don't like the overall idea.
I feel it.
The Canadian guy, look, here was the other part of that is that the people in the States
got a much better Christmas
right, bonus. So he was just kind of like, oh, $6 barbecue, thank you. But I don't know. It seemed odd that they fired him. And then their PR department came, or their HR was like, we wish you hadn't gotten to this level. It's like, well, you could have handled it internally. You didn't have to fire him.
No, but he did not think that that would go viral.
No.
I'm sure when he put that out there, he's like, look,
I think who sucks the most is the college professor in Missouri.
Rules
this game. He did not follow him.
Well, John.
Yeah, but I like Arby's. I have him in the middle.
And that's what John says. He says, sucks that guy couldn't get service for Arby's. Trading meat.
I mean, just, it takes two to tango on that, right? And you have to agree to those terms. So if I say, yes, Professor, I'll have sex with you for an Arby's gift card.
CJ,
I'm not above that.
CJ says, why wouldn't he use an Arby's gift card to pay for some roast beef?
Thank you.
I don't think they were just getting the roast beef.
No, he was all about the guys. But you have to agree to it. I would take the Arby's gift card in a heartbeat.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Also, headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Florida is facing several charges after she tried to pee on a cop who was arrested for who's arresting her for domestic violence and for trying to run down a man in a BMW while she was on cocaine.
Okay, I'm not sure how this happens.
I'm not a cop, but we get these stories all the time. But the one thing, and I think most cops would agree, it seems that if you show up at a domestic, all right, it's impossible to defuse it. Mm-hmm. Like, it only ever gets worse. Whoever the aggressor is gets worse every time.
Sure.
Pull your speed. Maybe I gave you some lip, but in the end, we figured out. But if it's a domestic, someone is out of their mind angry.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever you do to try to defuse this, they always step it up a notch.
Two men in Arizona were stabbed at a Christmas tree burning event.
You know what? I've been to a Christmas tree burning event that kind of maybe started to get out of hand.
How, though?
If you make it, look.
A beach full of idiots.
If you make it an event, I feel like that's the difference. Like, it doesn't need to be an event.
I think Ted knows exactly what I'm talking
about. Have you seen one go up?
No. Well, a tree, yeah.
A Christmas tree when it's all dried out?
Oh, yeah. It goes quick.
But why would I want to, like, stab you?
Right. Why
I mean, I
want to
stab you in general, but not because a Christmas tree is burning. Like, sure. Ted, if I stab you, it ain't because of a Christmas tree, right?
Are they sharpening down candy canes?
I don't know, man. Candy shanks.
Candy shanks. Mm-hmm. Look out.
Would you brag about that? What's that scarf from? Yo, dog. I got cut with a candy cane shank.
That elf on the shelf was...
He's serious about that ass.
The stabbing just has to do with the amount of... It's just with the people that were there.
Yes.
Like, I watched. We burned one of my buddies' backyard, and then we got stabbed.
Don't brag.
A couple in the Philippines got married while a volcano erupted behind them in the distance.
I saw a picture of that. And, well, they...
Is that an omen?
It's one... I mean, hey, no, it means good luck when the earth opens up and spews molten rock.
Only if they get divorced, Miles.
I don't believe they were on the island itself where the volcano erupted, but in the Philippines right now, it's on a specific island, and I want to say right now, they're saying if you're in an 8-mile radius, like you might not want to be there just because of all the stuff raining sure. back down. However, if you live on the island, they're now asking you to leave because of the lava.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. It wasn't lava before. It's just all the stuff spewing. Now they're like, hey, the volcano kicked it up a notch. Crazy thing about this volcano, I don't know if you saw this, Mike. It's one of the shortest volcanoes on Earth.
Oh.
It's like 1,000 feet high or something.
Well, so dang.
They say it's a small volcano. The problem is, because it's small, they built all these towns around it with 500,000 people. But it makes it the most dangerous because people choose to live right there.
Right.
Imagine close to it.
Imagine it's like those golfers that were out there during the wildfires a couple years back. Remember that? Ah, never mind. Moving on. A nuclear warning was accidentally sent out in Ontario, Canada yesterday morning. Sorry.
Look, of all the, like, that's the one. Hawaii's done it twice.
False alarm.
Like, I mean, like, people are worried about everything. I get it. But I feel like the nuclear disaster thing, this isn't saying a nuclear bomb's coming. This is saying the nuclear reactor we have, something's gone wrong.
In the area,
right.
It's starting to leak. So,
and
it's not
and
like.
Keep in mind, this was in Toronto. I don't know if you know much about Toronto. It's the most populous city in Canada. There are millions of people around there.
Now freaking out. So,
yes.
Yeah. A video game player in England was chatting online with a gamer friend in Texas when he had a seizure. His friend alerted the cops, who rushed to the house to rescue him.
Good, man.
Yeah, man. That's your feel-good story of the day.
Yeah.
Get it is good. Here,
my son got an Xbox. He has a quick aside, all right? So, so he got an Xbox for Christmas that Santa brought him.
Nice.
Although, if he tells me it fell off the side of the console one more time as it did yesterday.
Oh, no.
By proxy, Santa's going to ask me to give you some stuff, all right? But anyway, he got the headset that goes with it, and you can talk. And one of the things, he's young, man, so you want to hear who else is there.
Right.
Honestly, it was so nerdy. Like, clearly, they're in the game. So he had a friend over a couple of weeks ago. The two of them played with each other
right.
from house to house. But now his buddy's over. The two of them are playing together. Long story short, whoever they were playing with or against, I'm not sure, that other person threatened to call the police because the buddy that he was playing with would not stop dropping bad words here and there. So he's playing with another young kid.
Oh.
Right. So now this kid who is not mine, I had to explain to him. I said, look, they're not going to call the cops and there's nothing the cops can do. But you'd rather the cops show up than me hear that you've said this again.
That's right.
Person who's not my kid. See, I don't love you, so I'm not biologically required to save your life. Cut it out.
I will say, I did have Xbox Live when I was in high school, and young kids were the absolute
worst
to play with.
Sure.
Man.
Oh, yeah. They're going to say everything offensive they can.
I get it.
Just to get a rise out of people.
Right. But shut up.
It says people are now searching Google Maps' Street View to look for pictures of their loved ones who've passed away.
After that story came out of the woman who, I guess it took 2 years. Her grandfather passed away a couple years ago.
All right.
And I want to say that her grandfather lived in either Mexico, not sure exactly where he was, but they wanted to go and look at the old family farm in the place that she grew up. So lo and behold, she goes down the Google Street View. Again, this was filmed 2 years ago, but
sure.
just now making it to Google Maps. Get to the end of the road. There's Granddad
there
sitting on the chair.
Wow. A man in Iowa punched another man in a movie theater.
Okay.
Why? I'll tell you why 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. We do have headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.